welcome to the 34th episode of the Daily Unpacking. I'm your host, Kayla Palmer.
And I'm Felipe Munoz.
And we are Felipe and Kayla. Is that like our standard, like, welcome?
That we introduce ourselves as each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. It sounds like it now. Why is my phone shut
off? Well, we're talking about something. That's the reason we pulled up the podcast.
Because we were talking about what we can do to remain, like, in an upbeat and happy mood.
Yeah, at all times.
At all times.
How we, and you would say that we feel like that right now, right?
Yes.
So we're trying to keep, we're trying to keep this uptrend, right?
Yeah. I would say I don't feel energetic right now, but it's weird because I used to associate that with happy, but I don't so much anymore.
Yeah.
I think peaceful is what I associate with happy.
Yeah.
Feeling like just at ease, like not having worrisome thoughts and not having stresses.
Yeah.
Just feeling like one with what's going on.
Yeah.
That is happy to me right now. It's not just necessarily energetic and funny like I thought it was before.
We're just content, relaxed, worryless.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. We're also starting this thing with Kayla's last packet of cigarettes, because now we've tried to quit for a long time, and she had quit for a whole month. She's done so good, barely said anything. So how long have you been smoking? 2, 3, 4 years? 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
Now we're trying to get it to quit. So we just bought her last packet, or I guess ours, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna talk about it while we smoke it, the last packet ever.
This is it's only half though, because you took half of the tobacco out of it already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, a cigarette.
Yes.
We gotta count this one. This is our 20th to last, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel so far?
I feel it's just weird because the moment I light up a cigarette and I start smoking, I'm like, oh yeah, I could quit this.
Yeah.
You know, like, I could quit this.
Yeah.
But then after like a couple hours have gone by, then that thought doesn't come up anymore. I don't hear that.
I'm already good.
Oh, you don't need anymore?
I get this tired, dizzy feeling. I really don't like it.
Mm.
So I like the smell of it though. It's like a cherry smell, isn't it?
This one?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. But the taste is shit though.
Oh.
Oh, it's... I want to try it again now. Careful, I have this here.
It's a flavored one. I just asked for menthol and this one is like berry flavored.
Holy shit, that's so strong. That felt like I got like a sponge with, you know, cleaning, like dish soap.
That's what it tastes like?
Yeah. Horrible, in other words.
Horrible.
Yeah. I mean, it's a taste cigarette.
I didn't mean to get it.
Yeah, do you have to start over now? You don't have to click it though.
That's true. I'm probably not gonna then.
We're still in Pai Thailand, guys. It's absolutely amazing here. We really, really like this town. It's so calm and peaceful.
Just,
it's just like, amazing.
I feel like I already feel a part of Pai, like just walking around the streets.
Yeah.
I don't feel like in Chiang Mai and in Bali even, I felt like separate from it. But like when I'm here in Pai, I feel like a part of Pai. I feel like what makes Pai Pai is the people here.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a part of it instead of just visiting.
Because it's so small. It's just the community. And there's already so many white people here. It's crazy. Like, the streets are filled with
more like white people here.
Yeah,
than you do,
it's absolutely crazy. But I like it though. It's a lot of fun to hear like Australian and UKians and
German and Spanish German, and French.
It's
people.
All kinds of so cool. So
we met a dude from Israel who's living here. We met a dude from the UK who's living here.
And today we were shooting with a girl from Seattle.
Yeah.
That's super super cool. Took some shots of her. Shout out, what is it? Lauren Cage. I don't know how to say that. Regardless, we're making good connections with people. We could do more though, but we're starting to realize like how powerful it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And we should write her down in a collab thing, by the way.
Like a list of all the people we've collabed with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm excited for the dance crew in Chiang Mai.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome.
That's gonna be really cool.
Yeah. I can tell a little bit about that. But I don't know what's gonna be really, but there's a street crew, dance crew in Chiang Mai that I reached out to, and I got to the right guy, and he's inviting us to come record them while they are dancing in Chiang Mai. So that's pretty cool. Should we cut this now?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Thank you for listening.
Do you want to say anything else?
No.
Goodbye.
The whole reason we turned on the podcast was because we were going to try to figure out what we needed to do to be happy.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we should continue on that then. What do you think we should do to continue being happy at all times? We should have like a mantra in the beginning of the morning. Like our manifesto that we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Something that reminds you of what keeps you happy, right? Like being kind to yourself and to others, like being giving. Be aware of negativity when it pops so you can detect it and redirect it.
And if you need to talk about it with the other person.
So let them actually express it.
Let them know that this is how you're feeling so that the other person isn't guessing.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna drink a little bit of water. Go ahead. Continue talking.
So that the other person isn't guessing, like, how we're doing, making sure that we're communicating with each other, like, at all times about how we're feeling.
Yeah.
Like, I feel really tired.
Right now?
Yeah. Do you feel tired?
A little bit. I could go lay down. Do you want to do that?
Can we go lay down?
Yeah, I want to take a shower first.
Okay.
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 Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
I gotta turn it off. Wait. There we go. Bye. We're just continuing this part of the podcast as we walk to our last meal of the day, which is consumed in the Pai Night Street Market.
Which I hope they're still open.
Oh, they, yeah, of course they are.
Well, when I read their hours, they're open from 6:30 to midnight, but it's also the rainy and the low season. So
true.
I imagine they might start shutting down a little bit earlier.
I hope they're still
open. I hope they're still open. If not, we're hitting up 7-Eleven again, because we actually still have 270 baht left to spend, which is quite a lot.
210.
Oh, 210.
It's still a lot. We ate a lot for 75 earlier, so.
Yeah, that place is like perfect.
Yep.
We can eat like almost an entire meal for two people under $3.
Yeah, it's crazy. So that's Latin what we're going to look for. Lightning bug.
It's a lightning. Ow.
There's an actual lightning bug right in front of us. It's beautiful. It's lonely.
It looks like it's going through dimensions.
Yeah.
It's like appearing in our dimension and then disappearing.
It's a good explanation.
Thank you. Was that creative and imaginative?
Guys, as we speak, we're crossing a bridge made out of bamboo. Wires and bamboo.
Over a giant river through Pai, Thailand.
Yeah.
And we have to cross this bridge over this river, this rickety wooden bamboo bridge, every single time we go into town.
It's great.
It's really cool, actually.
At the beginning, it was really fucking scary. But now I've tested its solidity.
Yeah, I have trust in the bridge.
Me too.
I think you have to have trust in it so it can protect you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You got to put those energies out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys. And then tomorrow, we're doing another day here.
Yeah.
And then we're going to move to a different hostel in 2 days.
Pai Paradise
Backpackers. Yeah. So we're going to unwind there for a day or two or three. Go back to Chiang Mai.
Fix
my phone. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. Maybe we'll just say thank you for listening.
We haven't been doing much. lately, and
well, we have, but it's behind the scenes, right?
Right, that's what I mean.
Because like, working on my Instagram is not something that, like...
We haven't been doing much publicly. We've been doing a lot of, like, technical behind stuff that isn't, like, posting YouTube videos and things like that. But it's a time that we needed to step away from the busyness that was Bali in Chiang Mai and, like, kind of find, like, some peace and some quiet here in Pai, and then get back to it as soon as we leave Pai. That's how I see it.
Yeah. It sounds like the city is pumping, though, so that's great.
Yeah, it looks like things are still open.
Yeah.
Cool.
We were still at our compound when we started this segment.
And now we're already in town.
Yeah, it's 3 minutes ago, so.
That's a really cool walk.
Uh-huh.
This is the little girl that I first spoke to earlier.
Oh, yeah, you're right. See how her mom is white and speaking Thai to her?
Is she speaking Thai to her?
Yeah.
That's so fucking
cool. That is crazy cool.
I love to see that.
Yeah.
That if like, cause you know, normally you see the opposite. You see Asian people speaking English.
Yeah, yeah.
So to see that living here
it's
in this
really
kind
cool.
of community
yeah.
is really cool.
So we're in town now, guys. So thank you for listening. We're gonna get some food. Hope you guys have an awesome day, night, afternoon, and we'll see you back.
Thank you for listening.
And the next one.
Thank you for listening.